Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah is the highest praise on tonight. We thank God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you on this Tuesday night prayer hour. Jesus asked his disciples a long time ago, can you not pray with me for 1 hour? And we took that upon ourselves every Tuesday night to pray and to go before the throne of grace and petition our God to move on our behalf. To God be the glory. We strongly believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight. And we know we're not alone because as you tune in, as you call in, as you believe with us, hallelujah, we are believing that you are going to see the results manifested in your own life and see the power of prayer as it continues to be activated in your own life. Hallelujah. That's why that song says, anoint me, Lord, as I go along the way. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The devil does not want you to praise God. He wants your problem to be bigger than God, but we're going to make him a liar on tonight. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. There's a scripture I want to read coming also from the Psalms, Psalm 121. If ever you feel yourself slipping or feeling low or going down, find yourself in the Psalms. There's something about the Psalms that was written for you and I that would encourage your spirit. We are spiritual beings, and as you allow these words to enter your eye gate and your ear gate and begin to confess them and speak them out of your own mouth, I promise you that your spirit will rise up, and I promise you that you'll start feeling better, ready to praise God. That's why David said, I will. He made up in his mind that he will praise God in spite of anything that he's going through. But in that 121st Psalm, before I pray, hallelujah, we are a new creation church. I'm here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. My name, Pastor Anthony Simmons, the New Creation Church family is here, and we thank God for you. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. You got to make that thing personal, my help. Verse 2 says, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will never slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. I'm going to say that again, verse 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Finally, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming from this time forth. Shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. That's why we pray for God to preserve us. You're going to walk into the blessings. You're going to receive the promises of God. You're going to manifest what he has spoken over your life. Your job and my job is to last until it manifests, until you have it, until you begin to see it in the natural realm. That's why the psalmist said, God will preserve your going out and coming in. I declare over your life that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. It said he preserves you, he protects you, evil in our day. So we're going to pray against fear on tonight. We're going to pray that we walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to pray that every negative situation in our lives, God will radically turn it around. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in your son Jesus' name, we thank you for the power of prayer tonight. We thank you for the psalmist reminding us that you will preserve us, that you will keep us, that you will protect us, that you have a guardian angel that on assignment for each and every life on this prayer line. Oh, Lord, so much uncertainty in our day, so much people being unstable in their ways, but we thank you for those, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No, we're not perfect, but we believe the Bible tonight. We believe the word of the living God tonight. We believe that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will be here and declared forever. So we're going to help us to trust your word tonight. Ah, glory be to God. The proverb writer said, trust in the Lord with all your heart Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge God, and he alone will direct you. He alone will guide you. He alone will lead you. So right now, Lord, we're praying. We're praying for everyone on this prayer line, Lord, that you would lead them and that you would guide them and that you would, hallelujah, preserve them in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for keeping the enemy at bay. We thank you, hallelujah, for limiting the devil in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory be to God, for handcuffing, Lord, every enemy. They can go but so far. So we thank you for your preserving power. We thank you that 1,000 may fall at our left and 10,000 might fall at our right, but it now shall not come near our dwelling. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, let us believe the report of the Lord. Oh, glory. I don't know if you got a bad doctor's report. I don't know what your financial statement looked like. I don't know what's going on in your temple of the living God, but I know the word of God will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which God has sent it to do. God has sent his word to heal you and to save you from your destruction, according to the 107th Psalm. Oh, thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for sending Jesus to die in my substitute. Thank you in the name of Jesus that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it even entered in our hearts what you're going to do for us, because we love you and we have been called according to your purpose. So, Lord, help us tonight to let your will be done. Oh, in the name of Jesus, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, so, Lord, we're praying that your will be done tonight on earth as it already has been established in heaven. So, Lord, help us. Help us when we're feeling weak. Help us when we're feeling hopeless. Help us when we're getting desperate. Help us when we go into depression. Help us when we're feeling low. Help us when we're feeling weakened in power. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare your word over every person. They are not a failure. They're more than conquerors. They are not a loser. But everybody on this prayer line is a winner. In the mighty name of Jesus, they don't have lack, but they have abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for every person, every family, every household represented on this prayer line, Lord. Lord, lift up their spirit on tonight. Lord, remove every mountain in their life tonight. Lord, open doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can. Thank you for the job interview. And glory be to God. God said, no, we thank you for the job. Oh, in the name of Jesus, it's going to go past the job interview. It's going to go past the second interview. But God says you are hired. God said the paycheck is yours. God said the job is yours. Believe it and receive it by faith on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for favor with the hiring people. Thank you for favor with the marketplace. Thank you for favor with the bank. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bless your name on tonight. Oh, taste to see that the Lord, he is good. Oh, Lord, somebody forgot. Somebody, lost track and lost their way tonight. So I'm praying right now that they get back into the church of the living God. I pray right now that they get back into your Bible and in the Word. I pray right now the devil have deceived them. They've been walking in fear and not by faith. And I decree and declare over your life, you will go back to church. You will get excited about the things of God once again. You will read your Bible and get excited about the Word of God all over again. You will fall in love with God all over again. The devil is a liar. What you're going through is temporary. The word says this too shall pass. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for a greater increase in your faith. I pray and agree with you right now for abundance of faith right now, because without faith, the word says it's impossible to please our God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I pray you're still hoping that that dream come true. I pray you're still hoping to walk down the aisle in holy matrimony. I pray in the name of Jesus for every barren womb that God would put a seed, in that womb. I'm praying right now for debt cancellation. Oh, glory be to God. Every debt being canceled. You living in abundance. Your bank account increasing. In the mighty name of Jesus, every child finishing college. every child finishing high school, every child going on to lead a successful and prosperous life. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's why we put every sickness under our feet on today. Sickness and disease cannot dwell in your body. Sickness and disease does not belong in the temple of the living God. Sickness and disease, affliction and infirmity, we speak to it right now, and we cast it out right now. In the name of Jesus, every pain in your body, every organ that's not functioning to full capacity, every blood disorder, in the name of Jesus, right now regulate blood pressure. Right now regulate white and red blood cells. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now every organ, every bodily organ operating at full capacity. In the name of Jesus, the kidneys and the lungs, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for every bodily organ, the heart. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, have your way. Intestinal, I see right now intestinal problems. Somebody's having intestinal problems, digestive problems. In the name of Jesus, and God says right now, naturally I'm going to heal you. Right now your body's going to be able to break down foods. It's going to be able to function according to how your body was designed to function. In the name of Jesus. So right now I declare every life healed. I declare right now in the name of Jesus, everybody being delivered from torment. Oh, every pain right now. You just feel that pain subsiding because that is the power of Almighty God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we have not because we ask not. Every arthritis symptom, Lord, be gone in the name of Jesus. Chronic and migraine headaches, be gone in the name of Jesus. Insomnia and restless nights, no more belonging to the people of God. Sweet slumber and sweet rest you will experience tonight through this prayer line, Lord. Oh, I thank you for obedience to prayer. I thank you, Lord, that we should not walk by faith. I mean, not walk by sight, but walk by faith. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to believe the report of the Lord. Help us to believe the scriptures on tonight. Help us to believe in the living word. You said your word is spirit and your word is life. Oh, I feel God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. That's why we speak life, because life and death is in the power of our tongues. I speak to every dead situation. I speak to every dead marriage. I speak to every dead relationship. Families coming back together. I speak to every family right now that the Bible says, children, obey your parents. Honor your mother and your father. This is a commandment by God. Right now, every rebellious child, Lord, turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Every word we see, every wayward child, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every child of ours walking in disobedience, turn that situation around, Lord. Oh, touch our children on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, put the right friends around them. Give them the right associates, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they go to college, as they go to high school, as they go to elementary school, as they go to the daycare. Protect our children from the pedophile. Protect our children tonight from the pervert. Protect our children tonight from the drug dealer and the gangbanger. In the name of Jesus, our children are inheritance. They are winners, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they are graduates, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they are successful, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you right now for every child on this prayer line. I thank you right now for every child covered, every grandchild covered on this prayer line by the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against our children will be able to prosper. We come against teenage pregnancy. We come against childhood disease. We come against, in the name of Jesus, high school dropout. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, bless our children. Breathe on our children, Lord. Hallelujah. Guard our seed. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Posterity, Lord. That means the next generation, the Joshua generation. Oh, they shall have it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every child doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for breakthrough tonight. I thank you right now for the power of God infiltrated every life on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, that name which has been given above every Shabokata, which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Emmanuel, Isaiah said, God being with you. Jesus said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Lo, I'll always be with you. Oh, beloved, you are not alone tonight. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You are more than a conqueror. You were born to win. You already got the victory. You already won the battle. Oh, hold your peace. This battle does not belong to you, but it belongs to the Lord. And let him fight your battle. Every enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you said the enemy will come at us one way, and they'll flee seven different ways. You declared over us tonight that we are above and not beneath. You declared over every life tonight that we are the first and not to last. You declared over every life tonight that we shall be the beginning and not the end. You declare over every life tonight that we are the top and not the bottom. So right now, Lord, you establish the end at the beginning. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Your word says you establish the end at the beginning. So I thank you for a great ending. I thank you for the final chapter being in our favor. I thank you that this is going to have a good outgather for the good of those who have been called by you, who have been called according to your purpose. Oh, people of God, don't get lukewarm on God. He said, I wish that you be hot or cold, but stay on fire for God. Stay connected to the church of the living God. He says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, he said, you'll bear much fruit. I declare over every life tonight that you will bear much fruit. I declare over every life tonight that you will prosper in every area of life. I decree and declare over every life tonight success in every arena of life. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that prayer ignites our spirit on tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's a new enthusiasm about the things of God on tonight. We thank you, hallelujah, that people will go out to the Sabbath day, will go out to the church of the living God, will make their way out to midweek Bible study and midweek service in the name of Jesus, that more people will come to this prayer line and believe in the power of prayer. Turn every situation around. We pray for New Creation Church. Oh, I feel it. I feel the power of God. We pray, Lord, that you called us to be a church in the 21st century. You called us to be a church that marriages will be saved. You called us to be a church that the sick will be healed in. You called us to be a church that demons will be cast out of people. You called us to be a church in the name of Jesus that addiction will be radically destroyed, that alcoholism, Lord, in the name of Jesus will be destroyed, that poverty, Lord, in the name of Jesus will be destroyed. So help us to remain a church. Keep the doors of New Creation Church open. Send more tithers to the church. Send more workers to the ministry of New Creation Church, 1482 Maple Avenue, our current location, the great city of Hillside, the great state of New Jersey. Oh, in the name of Jesus, send the teenagers, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Send the trustees and the elders and the deacons. Send more ministers and more pastors. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for increase in the spirit, and we thank you for increase in the natural. We thank you for abundance in the spirit, and we thank you for abundance in the natural. You said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So, Lord, we're not looking at numbers tonight, but we know you want us to grow. You said, some water, and you said some plant, but you said only you get the increase. So we're asking right now for increase at New Creation Church. We're asking right now for more families to join the New Creation Church family. We're asking right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for more souls to be saved at the New Creation Church altar. We're asking right now in the mighty name of Jesus that more visitors will come to the church of the living God. We're asking right now in the name of Jesus that the checks will be in the mail. They're not even part of the ministry, but they want to sow seed into a good work. Oh, Lord, I feel it, and I see it in the spirit realm that you are doing an invisible work. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that's why we look at the things which are not seen, for the things which are not seen are eternal, but the things which are seen are temporary. So, Lord, help us to put our minds on you. You said if we keep our minds stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. I don't know who that's for, but as I give this prayer over to my wife, that's for somebody tonight. Put your mind back on God. Put your mind back on Jesus. Get your mind off of your problem and put your mind back on the kingdom. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be added unto you. Right now, God is transferring your thought. Right now, God is transferring what you see. Right now, God is transitioning your mindset. That's why the word says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, whatsoever things are trustworthy, whatsoever things are praiseworthy, focus on these things. So right now, Lord, renew our minds tonight. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, as a man thinketh, so is he. So help us, Lord, tonight to get our thoughts back on you and off our problems. Lord, help us tonight to put our thoughts in the name of Jesus with your thoughts. You said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. As we take prayer requests later, Lord, remind us that you have everything under your control. Remind us that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, your grace, your love, your power, your provision, your protection. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, O God, for the marvelous plan that you have for our lives. You said in your word that you have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. So, God, we are walking in that plan, O God. We thank you for divine manifestation, yes. O God, that you shall manifest yourself to us, O God. So, Lord, we just thank you right now that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the mind of man, the things that you have planned for us, but it's been revealed by your spirit. So, Lord, we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the Paraclete. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the Comforter. We thank you, Lord, for the Teacher, O God. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost shall come upon us, and we shall have power, O God, to be your witnesses in Judea and Samaria and the outermost parts of the earth, O God, that we have the power, O God, to stand against all the power of the evil one. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have the power, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that we have the power to stomp on serpents and scorpions. We thank you, Lord, that we have the power to cast out demons. We thank you, Lord, for the power to heal the sick, O God, to open the eyes of the blind, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your spirit. The spirit of the Lord is upon me, huh? And you have anointed us, O God, hallelujah, to open the doors of the prison, O God. O God, to preach the good news to the poor, O God, to bind up the brokenhearted, God. So, Lord, we thank you for your power on tonight, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, the atoning blood, the healing blood, the saving blood, the cleansing blood, O God. We thank you that your blood shall never lose its power, O God. In the name of Jesus, that blood that flows from the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. God, we thank you, Lord, that the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary will never lose its power, hallelujah. We thank you for saving us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of our sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we are blessed, that we are your people, and you are our God, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you that our seed is blessed, that our children are blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us, oh God, because we love you and we are the called. Oh, yes, God, we are the called according to your purpose, God. So, Lord, continue to bind up and heal every broken heart, oh God. Break every chain in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing those who are hurting on tonight, God. We, Lord, somebody has a broken heart on tonight, God. We thank you for the balm of Gilead, oh God, going forth, oh God, to minister hope and healing, oh God, to those who are hurting on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for the healing power, oh God, that's being released on this prayer on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, that you're healing present pain, that you're healing pain, oh God, for those, oh God, who have been betrayed, that you're healing pain for those who have been rejected, that you're healing pain for those, oh God, who have been disappointed, God, that you're healing the pain, oh God, of the past, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for healing all past hurts, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing all present hurts, God. We thank you, Lord, for even stepping into our tomorrow, oh God, and healing the pain that's coming down the pike, oh God. Even now, God, we declare that those weapons that are aimed at us, those weapons that are trying to annihilate us, those weapons that are trying to destroy us, oh God, that they will not prosper, oh God. We thank you, Lord, knowing that the thief, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
But you said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. So, Lord, we thank you for the abundant life tonight, God. We thank you for Zoe, God. We thank you, Lord, for life overflowing. We thank you, Lord, for nothing missing and nothing broken, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for joy overflowing. We thank you, Lord, for a peace that surpasses all understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare it to be so, that we are victorious. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We declare that there is nothing in this world, no more. You will never put more on us than we can handle, oh God. And when we think we've had enough, oh God, you always provide a way out, and his name is Jesus. So we thank you for Jesus on tonight, God. We thank you that our children are saved. We thank you that our grandchildren are saved, God. We thank you, Lord, for money in our pocket, God. We thank you for jobs to go to and the homes to live in, oh God. We thank you for a roof over our head and food in our belly, God. We thank you for the movement of our limbs, oh God, in our right mind, God. We thank you, Lord, that when many have lost their mind, God, that you still got us with a right mind, God, that what the enemy meant for evil, you already turned that thing around for our good, God. And we can stand and say that that thing didn't destroy us, that we're still here. We've been through the fire and we've been through the storm, but the fire couldn't burn us and the storm couldn't overwhelm us. So the waters didn't overtake us. We're still standing and we're still here. We still have our right mind and we still have our praise, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are still praising your name, that we are still rejoicing in the Lord, that we're still giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise, not because of what you've done, God, but because of who you are. We don't praise you because of what you've done, but we praise you because of who you are. So, Lord, we thank you for this time of prayer on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need, God, every need, for every person under the sound of my voice, oh, God. Some need peace and some need, God, some need, oh, God, courage and some need confidence, some need, oh, God, power, oh God, to stand in the face of the trials that they're facing on today, God. There are some that are in need of healing, oh God, in their mind, their body, and their soul, God. There are some, oh God, who are pressing, oh God, pressing towards the throne, God, and they need deliverance on tonight, God. And we release deliverance on tonight. We declare that you are healed. By the stripes of Christ, you are healed in the name of Jesus.
Already done.
By his stripes, We declare you to be healed in the name of Jesus by his stripes. We declare you to be healed. That situation will not take you out. That problem in your marriage will not take you out. Problems with your kids will not take you out. Problems in your finances will not take you out. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The problems on your job will not take you out. You are not going under. Yes, you're in the middle of it. You're in the middle of the trial, but you're coming out victorious. You're coming out with a shout. You're coming out with a dance. You're coming out with joy. You're coming out with power. You're coming out with wisdom. You're coming out with more purpose. You're coming out of that thing. You are coming out alive. You shall not die. You shall live and declare the works of the Lord. I declare it over your life right now. In the name of Jesus, God is releasing increase in your life. He's releasing overflow in your life. God is releasing blessings upon blessings, favor. Favor is being released in your life on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we just thank you and we praise you for favor tonight. We thank you, Lord, for turning that situation around. God says, I'm turning it around. I'm turning it. God has his hand on it. He has his hand on that situation. He has his hand in the middle of that circumstance, and he's turning it around. He's turning it around for your good. God's making it better. He's making it better. He's releasing miracles. God is releasing favor. He's releasing divine intervention. God is intervening on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, he's fighting your enemies. God is annihilating the annihilator. He's coming against every person, every plan, every demon, every warlock, every witch that has come against you. My God, God is fighting your battle. The battle is not yours, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine. In the name of Jesus, God is turning the upside down, right side up. He's making the crooked road straight. In the name of Jesus, he's creating a way out of no way. Oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. God is releasing joy. He says, weeping has endured for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Somebody shout, it's morning. It's morning. Go ahead and shout, it's morning. It's morning. I take back my joy. I take back my peace. Yes. Come on, go ahead and take back what the devil stole, everything that the enemy stole, everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust has eaten, the caterpillar has eaten. God says, I'm restoring all. You shall recover all. Pursue, for you shall recover all. You shall recover all. You're going to get your peace back. You're going to get your joy back. Go get your stuff. You're getting your money back. God is releasing increase. He's releasing finances. God is releasing healing. He's releasing hope. Get your hope back. Get your dream back. My God, hallelujah. Get your courage back. It's your season. It's a new day. A new day. It's a new season. None of my questions, Mama. It's time to take back what the devil stole. In the name of Jesus, get your marriage back. Get your hope back. Go get your kids. Get your kids back. The devil can't have it. None of my questions, Mama. In the name of Jesus, take back your life. Take back your joy. Take back your purpose. Take it back. Take back your power. In the name of Jesus, take it back. Take it back. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, take back your zeal. Take back your fervor. Take back your love for God. Take it back. Get it back. Get back your zeal. Get back your joy. Get back your praise. Get it back. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Time to get it back. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you tonight. And we bless your name. And, Lord, we take it back. We receive it in the name of Jesus. We declare that if you be for us, we cannot lose. Yeah, if you be for us, we cannot lose. If you be for us, that's more than the whole world against us. And, Lord, we stand victorious on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you that she still, yeah, has a praise report in her belly. We thank you that she still has a praise on her lips. We thank you, Lord, for restoration power. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for taking her off the oxygen. We thank you, Lord, for healing her body, God. We thank you, Lord, for removing anything that's not of you, God, from her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for her ability to walk, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving her back and leg, oh, God, to stand on, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for restoration power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless Sister Carmen Callow. Bless her, oh, God. Continue to deliver her. Continue to heal her, God. Continue to encourage our Sister Carmen, oh, God. Continue to give her hope, oh, God. Continue to restore her joy. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, restore her power, restore her praise, restore her joy, oh God. She never stopped praising you, God. She never stopped trusting in you, God. I speak healing to her heart, God. I speak healing to every broken area. I speak healing right now, God, to her heart, God. I speak healing to the heart of Sister Carmen, God. In the name of Jesus, that you will lay your hands on her, God. That you will touch her, that you will deliver her, God. That you will take away the pain, God. That you will take away the hurt, God. That you will take away the sorrow, God. That you will not put any more on her than she can bear, God. But thank you for allowing her to stand up under it, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the, Father God, the healing. We thank you for restoration, God. We thank you, Lord, for, my God, her mother, God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing her mother to birth her out into this earth realm, God. We thank you, Lord, for purpose being fulfilled in the life of Carmen Callow, God. We thank you, Lord, that this woman of God is a blessing to your kingdom, God. Continue to use her for your glory. Continue to use her, pour into her, God, as she has a desire to be a blessing, God. Continue to bless her as she is already a blessing, God, as she wants to be more of a blessing, God. We thank you for releasing, God, wealth into her hands, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for releasing resources, oh God, into her heart, God, into her hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for blessing our sister. Bless her in her coming. Bless her in her going, God. Release overflow into her life, God. Heal her, God. Deliver her. Give her no sorrow, oh God, that she cannot stand up under. Take away sorrow. Take away pain, God. Release your joy, God. Overflowing. Overwhelm her right now, God, with your joy. The joy of the Lord be with you, Sister Carmen. The joy of the Lord be with you. The joy of the Lord be your strength. The joy of the Lord be your power. The joy of the Lord be with you. The joy of the Lord. God says, I catch every tear in the bottle, and I pour it back on your head. God is anointing you. Even with every tear that you've had to cry, God is anointing you. God is anointing you. He's restoring you. He's giving you back your power. He's giving you back your strength. He's giving you peace. He's giving you joy. He's giving you power. He's giving you wisdom in the middle of the storm. He's giving you provision in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, huh? In Jesus' name, for what you're doing in the life of Carmen, God, for what you're doing in the life of Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We thank you and we praise you and we count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Make this a church like no other, God. Lord, make this a church that does miracles in your name. Make this a church that changes lives. Make this a church, oh God, where souls are saved, God. Make this a church, oh God, where people are added daily, oh God. Every time the doors are open, Lord, let people come and say, what must I do to be saved? Let people come and say, how can I join this great work? Let New Creation Christian Ministry continue to do a great work. Let us continue to build the walls that have fallen in the lives of your people. Let us continue to restore those who have been broken, busted, and disgusted. Let us continue, oh God, to be a beacon of light in a dark world, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that New Creation is growing by leaps and bounds. We thank you, Lord, for those who are coming in to serve, oh God, to give, to Father God, to labor amongst us, oh God, in Jesus' name, to be a part of that family, oh God, over at 1482 Maple Avenue, and we consider it done, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Our God is worthy.
Hallelujah.
No matter what you're going through on tonight, go ahead and praise God. Open your mouth and give God some praise. Your circumstance is not bigger than your God. Huh? Oh, God, God is bigger than that circumstance. He's bigger than that situation. God is bigger than that problem that the devil has sent your way. The devil's been on your case all day, but this is your time to put the devil under your feet. My God, this is the time to crush the head of the devil once more. This is the time to stop on every serpent, every scorpion, every caterpillar, everything that's coming to eat away at the plan of God that's been declared over your life. This is your season. This is your season. This is your time. This is your time. This is your time of victory. It's time to put the devil under your feet where he belongs. It's time to cast him back into the pit of the abyss. It's time for you to walk in victory. It's time for you to walk in power. It's time for you to walk knowing that you have God before you, that no weapon formed against you can prosper, that that's more than the whole world against you. If you perish, you perish. Huh? But even that is not the end, because death has no power. My God, death has no, the grave has no power. Death has no sting. You're already victorious. Huh? Through the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and shout to the Lord. Amen. We're going to take prayer requests. We see your hands up. We're going to take prayer requests right now. Hallelujah. Prepare to give us your prayer requests. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. We've been seeing this hand raised, and we want to right now, hallelujah, area code 267, area code 267. Is that a prayer request?
Yes, it is.
Well, God bless you. We thank God for you.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. We're listening for the prayer request. God bless you.
My name is Jennifer Hernandez, and I'm struggling with cancer stage 2 on my left kidney and many other health issues. My aunt Carmen Carlo gave me this number.
Amen. Is it Jenny?
Excuse me?
Your name again, is it Jenny?
Jaritza Hernandez.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for you. Did you say your name is Janitza?
Janitza, yes.
Janitza, God bless you. Amen. And Carmen Callow gave you the number. We're going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, Janitza Gonzalez. Oh, God, we thank you for her life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know it's not by chance. It's not an accident that you brought her to this prayer line on tonight, God. We know that you are bigger, as I just declared, than our circumstance, God. You are bigger than any sickness, oh, God. And, Lord, you have anointed us, oh, God, to heal the sick, oh, God, through the blood, the power of the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, we speak healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. We declare total healing, God. We bind up the spirit of cancer. We bind up sickness. We bind up any of the sickness that's trying to abide in her body, and we cast it out of her in the name of Jesus. And we declare that by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed in the name of Jesus. We can call every cell into order. We call every abnormal cancerous cell into order right now, and we call it into normalcy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer. And as Jesus walked the earth, the woman with the issue of blood said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And she pressed and she touched his clothes. And as she touched him, immediately virtue went out of him, and she recognized that she was healed. And Lord, we thank you for miracles right now on tonight on the behalf of Janice, oh God. We thank you, Lord, Lord, for healing her body right now. We thank you, Lord, for pouring out virtue right now. We thank you, Lord, for pouring out virtue right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for laying your hands on her right now, God, and for touching her body, God, from the top of your hands on her, God, from the top of her body, the head to the bottom of her feet, God, and begin to expel cancer from her body in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that you are a divine healer, and if you did it with the woman with the issue of blood, you can do it with our sister Denise, her God. You can heal her, God. We believe that you can do it. We believe in miracles on tonight, God. We believe, oh God, as she goes to whatever the doctor wants her to do, God, that you are manifesting healing in her body, God. Lord, we thank you for a prognosis that says it is well, God. We thank you for a prognosis that says she is healed. We thank you for a prognosis that says that she is cancer-free in the name of Jesus, and that she shall live, oh God, and give this testimony that she called this prayer line, that healing took place in her body, and that she is healed in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for shrinking every cancerous cell. We thank you for annihilating every cancerous cell. We thank you for healing her of any other sickness, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for giving her joy, God. We thank you, Lord, for salvation for her soul, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her back, oh God, into a closer relationship with you, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your purpose, that you have purpose. God says, I have purpose for your life. My God, the Lord says he has a purpose and a plan for your life. He has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope for your future. I hear the Lord saying that he's drawing you and he's calling you and he's calling you into a walk with him, a very intimate relationship, not religion, but God is calling you to an intimate relationship with him. And God is saying, as you delight yourself in me, there is no thing that I will withhold from you, huh? There is nothing that I will not do for you. In the Bible, just before I was coming to the prayer line myself, sister, just before I came to the prayer line, the Lord had me read Psalm 91, and I just want to encourage you, hallelujah, with this psalm on tonight, hallelujah. God wants me to encourage you with this psalm on tonight, because God is doing a miraculous work in your body. It's not by chance that you call, and by your faith. I know Sister Carmen told you about the prayer line, but by faith you came and you pressed in and you called this prayer line. And by faith, I do believe God is healing you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Because God honors faith. I want to read this psalm. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then he will deliver you. This is for you, my sister. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, that cancer and any other disease. God will deliver you. Then he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. because you have made the Lord your refuge, because you came to God tonight, and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent, for he will give his angels charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways. They shall bear you up on their hands, and you shall dash your foot, lest you shall dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So, Father, I fill this psalm, this scripture over the life of my sister on tonight. I declare and decree this word over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And receive it on tonight. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. He is our shelter in the middle of trouble. And continue to come near to God, because he will never leave you. He will not forsake you. And he will continue to be with you through it all, my God. So I'm trusting and believing that by the stripes of Christ, you are healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You are so welcome. We thank God for your faithfulness to call this prayer line through Sister Carmen's recommendation. We strongly believe, although we heard what the doctor said, but as Pastor prayed, we believe the word of God that it's already done. You already healed, and we thank God for your deliverance. We thank God for your healing. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep believing God by faith. Keep listening. I pray that you call us again. And I pray in the name of Jesus, looking forward to that praise report. To God be the glory of God doing a miraculous work.
Yes. Amen. You see, God, you took a look. Amen. Amen.
Of God doing a miraculous work in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for her tonight. And we know it's already done by faith. Thank God.
Yes.
Area code 404. We thank God for you. Area code 404.
Good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. First, I want to say that every praise is to our God. I want to give thanks to God for this prayer line. I want to give thanks to God for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This prayer line is so powerful. I do want to pray, but I want to really direct my words to Janice. Good. God is awesome, and through God, anything is possible. I've had a couple of friends call this prayer line, and I've checked on this one lady that a couple of, maybe last year sometime, she had a brain tumor, and she was doing not well. Her daughter called into the prayer line, and I have been told, Pastor Rebecca, that lady to this day is tumor-free, and I just found out the other day she's not taking no medication. Her blood pressure is back to normal and everything. So I praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is a very powerful, powerful prayer line. I also called not too long ago about a cousin of mine that was sick, very ill. We didn't know whether she was going to make it, and she didn't want to accept, the fact that she was dying. You know, to this day, she's improved. Her health has improved. Thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus, for that. And last but not least, Last but not least, I called last week, and Pastor Rebecca prayed on my left shoulder. I never, ever told Pastor Rebecca that my left shoulder was hurting. All I said that my back was hurting, and you prayed on my left shoulder. Pastor Rebecca, God bless you. God bless you. God bless Pastor Anthony. God bless everything that you guys lay a hand on, because to this day, my back is not hurting me. My shoulder pain is gone. And I praise
Jesus.
God. I praise God every single day. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
And this
Hallelujah.
Is just touching me. Just, yes,
thank
just
you,
just to touch. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My God.
I just want to touch your knees. Don't give up. Have faith. God could turn everything around for you. Anything that you want, He will turn it around for you. You just have to keep your faith. And even though I don't know her, and Carmen is my cousin, but I am going to pray for her too because, you know, it's just, that's what it takes, prayers and faith.
Yes.
God could do it all. God could do it all.
Yes,
so
he
thank
can.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your prayers, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. And I'm just asking for you to pray for me tonight. My household is in a lot of turmoil. I need a lot of prayers for my household. And that's what I want you to do, just pray for my household. I'm going through some real, you know, changes here. I know God's going to turn everything around. I just need prayers.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We are so humbled by that statement. We
yes.
know it's not us as people, but we thank God for prayer, knowing that we're trying to be obedient to His word. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Maria's household right now. In the name of Jesus, even as she has encouraged our sister
yes,
who's on
yes.
the prayer line tonight
Hallelujah.
For the first time, we strongly believe in the power of prayer
yes,
that you, your word says the sick shall recover
yes,
in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
So we thank you, Lord, for the elders of the church. We thank you for the anointing of the head with oil. And you said the sick, Lord, among us in the name of Jesus shall be restored. So right now, we thank you for even restoration of Sister Maria's household
yes,
in
yes,
the
God.
Name of Jesus, right now, peace being up under her roof. Right now, prosperity being up under her roof. Right now,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, the spirit of agreement and unity being up under her roof. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for that household right now. And we say, Lord, have your way. Oh, in the name of Jesus, she already declared that for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for her household representing Jesus. Christ. I thank you in the name of Jesus for this godly woman, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for her witness and her testimony of the goodness of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for her praise report that she brings every Tuesday night to this prayer line. And, Lord, we know that you're not done with her yet. We know that you're not done working miracles in her life. You said signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. You said goodness and mercy will follow her all the days of her life. You said the blessings of the Lord over her are yea and amen. So we decree and declare your word over her life. We speak peace to her home. We speak peace to her mind. We speak peace to every situation in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that's in her life. Thank you for God. Glory be to God. Who looks upon your daughter. Thank you that you said in your word, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. So I decree and declare over your life as Jesus decided with his disciples, have faith in God. Hallelujah. And we know you have faith in God. We know that God will honor your faith. We know that God has the ability to do the impossible. So if it looks impossible, you're going to the right source, which is God. So we just touch and agree with her tonight.
Yes, Lord.
The devil is a liar, so we touch and agree with her tonight. Your word says, let him who steals steal no more. So right now we say to the thief, no more theft.
We say
right now tonight in the name of Jesus that everything being restored, every broken area being renewed, and everything that is broken, Lord, we believe in that faith will fix it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we thank you, Sister Maria, once again for your kind words. We thank you that Pastor and I and the New Creation Church family, we walk in a spirit of humility. We know, thank God, that we are agents of change, but we know it's all ultimately God getting the glory. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise victim, Sister Maria, and I want to personally thank you. I personally thank you for your words. You know, they really touched me on tonight, and they were needed, much needed, because you spend a lot of time doing the work of the Lord, and you never know how much your work is impacting others. You know, So, you know, we go through a lot.
It has impacted my life. It has impacted my life really. In a big way, and I told my family members, I've given them the number, you know, it's up to them to call, but I tell them how powerful this prayer line is. I look forward to it every Tuesday, and I wish I could be on it every day. So,
I know. Amen. That would be nice, right? Amen.
Sure,
praise God. But one day we'll be able to expand as, you know, the ministry expands and we're able to pour God's pouring his spirit out on his sons and daughters, and there will be others who will be able to carry forth the prayer line. And maybe we will be able to have a 7-day-a-week prayer line, you know, so we could thank God.
Yeah.
We're praying for manpower to come into the local assembly so that we can do more. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So
thank God for you again.
Amen. God bless
you,
my sister.
Have a good
Amen.
Night. God bless you both.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing. And I just want to encourage everyone, especially our first two callers, God is not finished with you yet. Amen. For everybody on this line, God is not finished with you yet. God still has a mighty plan for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God said, I have come so that you might have that life and have that. Jesus said it. Jesus said, I have come so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Our God, you are not here by chance. You are here because God has more in store for you. God wanted you to hear these words on this prayer line tonight to know that he is not finished with you yet, and you shall go forth. You shall come out of this. Whatever you're in right now, the trial, the tribulation, you're coming out of that thing, and you're coming out victorious. So my sister that called, we encourage you, just keep fighting. Amen. Stay connected to us. Let us keep praying for you. God has got some things he's going to do in your life. And Sister Maria, God's not finished. That thing that's going on in your household, we demolish it right now. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. Pastor Emily already prayed, but we declare and decree that the devil knows his time is short. And we declare and decree that this is his last day to wreak havoc in your home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So if there is anyone else out there, just before we go from this place that needs prayer, press 1. And Pastor Anthony and I will be more than happy to pray with you. If you need prayer on tonight, press 1. I know we're over time, but just press 1 and we will pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for everyone on this prayer line. We thank you for all who have come. There are so many here. And we just thank you, Lord. Whatever there, right, wherever you are, just lift your hands. Wherever you are, just lift your hands as we pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, whatever they're standing in the need of on tonight, God, even those who did not call in, we thank you, Lord, for blessing them right now. And we release the manifestation of the expectation of their prayer into their lives right now in the name of lack, we send a surplus. We send overflow. Where there is pain, we send hope and healing. Where there is sickness, we send the dunamis power of your anointing to heal. We send healing in the name of Jesus. Where there is trouble, God, we send your angels, oh God, to annihilate all the plans of every demon on assignment in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever your people are grappling with on tonight, we declare and decree, God, that the answer to their prayers, the answer to their solutions are being released on tonight. The answers are being released on tonight, God. We dispatch ministry angels to go into every home on tonight. We dispatch ministry angels to go and touch every child, every grandchild on tonight, God. We call everything that's disordered into order on tonight in the name of Jesus, and we declare victory in the lives of your people on tonight, that there is no weapon, no harm can come to them, no danger, no sickness, no weapon formed against them that can prosper. And we declare it and decree it on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give a victory shout. You have the victory on tonight. My God, you already have it. It's already yours. Somebody just needs to shout, it's mine. It's mine. I already have it. I have the victory. I receive it. Listen. You hear us saying it's yours, and all you have to do is receive it. I feel God right now. The Holy Ghost is moving right now. All you have to do is receive it by faith. Say, I receive it by faith. Whatever you're believing God for on tonight, say, I take it by faith. I receive it by faith. I receive it. God says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you can receive it by faith, is yours tonight. Amen. So just receive it by faith. I receive it by faith. Whatever I'm believing God for tonight, whatever it is, you put a name on it if you like. Whatever it is, I receive it by faith for yourself, for your children, for your loved ones. I receive it by faith in Jesus' name.
Our job, even as pastors, as clergy, is always to direct you to the King. And we're going to go off the air with Tamla Mann. But to encourage everyone, we got a call right before we came on the air tonight from Evangelist Elizabeth Page. And we prayed with her earlier today. But before she hung up, she said, Pastors, I have great news. I have good news. They took me off of the oxygen that I was breathing, that was helping me to breathe. They took me off of the oxygen. And she said, Pastors, just keep praying for me. So we strongly, as Sister Maria said, we see the results of prayer. We believe in prayer. And we're getting just powerful testimonies of how prayer works. And we're looking for our sister to call this prayer line back and give us a praise report. So be encouraged tonight, my sister. God is at work in your life. Take me to the King, Tamla Mann. We thank God for you. We love each and every one of you. Again, we thank God for you. God bless you. Good night.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is, I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
my all.